Hello, audio booers. How are you all? Haven't been on here for a while. I've just been flat out studying. I've still got this stinking cold that I can't get rid of for some reason. But the most awful cough. I'm smoking about 100 a day. I don't smoke anything. Yes, generally feeling a bit... not the best at the moment, to be fair. But I've finished my third essay now, my third assignment. I'm due to send it in tomorrow, so I tend to feel massive relief when I actually press the button and it goes off, because I don't know why, because there's only another one to come a few weeks after that or whatever. So, but anyway, it gives me... this will be my weekend, I think. In fact, I know I'm going to chill over the weekend. I think I deserve it and I need it. So I'm just going to have an ice chilled weekend. And to those who are Big Brother fans, I know there's not many that admit to it, but I'm sure you all are. It's coming back on again, so yes, something to get my teeth into while studying, of course. Oh dear, sorry, I've just had a bit of a yawn. I think I'm knackered. I've got to go to bed in a minute. I've got a meeting tomorrow morning, so it's been a bit of a weird week. There's been a lot of changes, things changing round. It's just been one of those horrible weeks. I was going to think of doing audio mode, but I don't think I can commit to it, to be fair, because I've got a lot on, really, and I don't want to say, oh, I'm going to do it. And then now it's the fourth day. I didn't hear about it straight away. I think I heard some boos, and I thought, oh, that's good. Maybe next year. But, yeah, I've just been... I thought I'd whinge about something, actually. Ha, ha, ha. The cuts for students... disabled students. I've just been reading up about them and listened to an In Touch programme about them as well, a pre-one. And I don't know. Every time I hear stuff about cuts, especially for people with disabilities, I just don't believe what's happening. And I just feel sometimes that, you know, because I haven't really found out much about access to work. The least I have to do with them at the moment, the better. Because they are a hard DWP department to deal with, access to work, to be fair. But I had heard rumours that they were making cuts as well, so God knows. It just beggars belief. I don't really understand how they expect people with disabilities to progress or to get back to work or to, you know, study and whatever, when they're going to just cut everything and not enable us to. I certainly can say myself, as a student with a disability, I wouldn't, you know, I've been able to do the first couple of assignments by myself, not that I'm not doing them by myself, you know what I mean, but without sort of proofreading and whatever. Now, with all the will in the world, you know, scanners, whatever we've got, reading equipment, whatever, it depends what you're doing. But if, you know, the course that I'm doing, a legal course, entails a massive amount of reading, and I'm talking a massive amount, and even, you know, that sighted people are saying that. So, and not only do you have to read, you have to cross-check everything and whatever, because you're dealing with sort of legal documents, case documents, whatever, and you need to have about three or four things on the go sometimes at the same time. And, you know, that's near on impossible to do, unless you want to be there all day and night. And unfortunately, you know, I do have a life as well, which I would like to try and live. I'm not actually meant to be a full-time student, but actually it is taking up, you know, even with the little bit of support, I've got a hell of a lot of time, you know. It's so, I really sort of don't know where they're coming from. And, you know, I've just now received, or got my non-medical support, and you know, it's the first time I've really worked with somebody in this way, and it's been a, you know, such a godsend, such a lot of help. I mean, we did my third assignment. I did with the help of my support worker in terms of that, you know, obviously I wrote it and everything, then I sent it to her to proofread, and then, you know, we made some amendments together, obviously ones that I wanted to make. I mean, she's a very professional worker. It's a professional agency that I'm dealing with that recruit these workers. And, you know, on no uncertain terms, you know, do they... they're not doing the work for you or anything, but they are enabling you and helping you and, you know, in almost, you know, being your rice to help you to get through that study as quick as possible. You know, even her proofreading, you know, I know that I've always have had issues with proofreading. It's something, you know, the longer the document, the worse it is with me. And as I said, if they cut that support, I don't know what I would do without that sort of support, or other people that need it as well. And if you're doing a course like that where there is a lot of reading, which, so, you know, regardless of whether it's law, I mean, law happens to be a hell of a lot of reading, just in case anybody wants to do it. Enjoyable, but it is a lot of reading. In fact, you know, almost 2 months, really. I'm hoping to do psychology next year. I'm just reviewing everything to make sure it's okay. But, you know, I know there'll be a fair amount of reading, but there's not as much reading as law, and there's videos and DVDs and stuff to watch, which I quite like doing a bit of both, really. I don't know. It's just... it just beggars belief, really, and... You know, I feel most sorry for dyslexic students who, obviously, you know, they are going to make a lot of cuts to them. And, you know, and I know a lot of people with dyslexia cannot work without, you know, having a computer and stuff like that, you know. It's a bit depressing, really. It really, really is. It's just like, the country's going 100 steps backwards, you know. I remember years ago, was it in the 80s and 90s or whatever, where they were doing everything to positively promote, you know, disabled people. And there were a lot of, you know, things set up, because I've worked for a few, and maybe some other people have, you know, organisations that were run by disabled for disabled people. And, oh, you know, and it was all, you know... seemed to be going so well and seemed to be really being pushed to the forefront, disability, and sort of recognised and dignified and whatever. But it seems like we're going back hundreds of years and really sort of basically pushing people with disabilities out and making their lives even more hell by cutting benefits, cutting their studies, cutting their, you know, anything they need help with for work or whatever. So I don't actually understand how the government expect people with disabilities to take place and to have a normal place in society. And, you know, I just think, there we go. Sorry, guys, dogs are off. I think they've seen a cat. One of their cats, obviously. They're mad. Anyway, as I was saying, Bollinger, sit down, Marley. Right, as I was saying, I'm off in a minute anyway, because I've nearly finished ranting and raving about it all. But yeah, be interesting to hear what other people think anyway, and I just hope that certainly on this level... something will be done, but I just have a feeling that, you know, they're just going to get away with doing all these cuts and cuts and cuts and affecting people and pushing people out of the market more and more that are already stigmatised and as I was saying, are already stigmatised in the market. And Bollinger's now just barking at himself. Goodbye, everybody, and be interesting to hear anyone's comments. Bye.